President Trump is back at the White House today for a ceremony to mark diplomatic deals in the Middle East, but he was in California yesterday and dismissed concerns about global warming contributing to the fires. He had this exchange with Wade Crowfoot, Secretary of California's Natural Resources Agency.
It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, California's Governor Gavin Newsom was also sitting with President Trump when he made those comments yesterday, and Newsom also talked about climate change and its role in the fires. What has been the reaction to those comments from President Trump and his dismissal, right, in front of people who are dealing with the consequences of climate change?
And we should say that the fires are made worse, that the conditions are made worse by climate change. But there are other matters like land management. And part of what Governor Newsom was telling President Trump is President Trump says it's all about forest management. Gavin Newsom was saying, by the way, a majority of the forests in California are actually federal lands. But in terms of the climate change issue, The president of the United States saying, well, you know, science doesn't know, that is inevitably going to end up in the part of the Democratic message machine, sort of lumped in more largely with the president's approach to coronavirus as well. The idea that he doesn't believe in science is something that's been used against him, and this is certainly more fodder for that.
Well, and in fact, we've already heard from the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on this. Here's what he said yesterday.
If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
How important do you think that this issue, climate change, is going to be in the campaign as we get closer to the election? And I'm specifically thinking about maybe people on the left who might not have been as enthused about Biden as they would have been about, say, Bernie Sanders, but maybe they look at a situation like this and say, well, on the issue of climate change, which I care about a lot, there is a major difference.
Yeah, and maybe Biden was psychic because he delivered those remarks before President Trump said what he said in California. But of course, President Trump has said things like this before. In terms of how it will matter for the campaign, I think that you're right that the one place that it could potentially help is with younger voters on the left for whom climate change is absolutely an animating issue that defines their lives in a way. But in terms of the broader electorate, I'm looking at a Kaiser Family Foundation poll that tracked what voters say is the most important issue to them in making their decision about voting. In February of this year, 14% of people said climate change. In September of this year, climate change did not even make the cut. It is below the 4% of people who say that immigration is their top issue. And the economy is the top issue, which, of course, is the one area where President Trump continues to poll slightly stronger than Joe Biden.
Tam, President Trump is presiding over a ceremony today with Israel's prime minister and officials from the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signing diplomatic agreements. Can President Trump claim this is some sort of Middle East peace deal?
He is claiming it, and he is claiming it that there are other countries, at least 5 other countries, he says, who want in on this. This is not the Middle East peace deal that everyone is talking about. It is a couple of deals to normalize relations. But what the White House is hoping is, one, that they can convince people that this is a big deal. And it is a deal, but also that this can force the Palestinians to the table, or that if they can get enough Arab nations to normalize relations with Israel, that they could move toward some semblance of a broader peace in the region.
That is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, who, by the way, is going to be at a town hall where the president will be tonight in Philadelphia with some uncommitted voters. So we will wait to hear how that goes. Tam, thank you.
You're welcome.